This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is officially Women's Month. We are so excited. Mbogoto, 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 womandla, womandla, womandla. Well, when you hear my voice, you know what time it is. I want to remind you that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala, is brought to you by Chiller Blinds and Shutters. Is there a way to dress up your windows the way you do yourself? And by the way, you should see the ladies I've got here today. They are dressed up, honey. You can go to Living It Up, our Facebook page, to see how cute these ladies are. So if you also want to dress yourself up like you dress up your windows, you know you can do it with Taylor Blinds. Of course you can, with a variety of styles and functions of Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Keep your home trendy, season in and season out, from shutter guard aluminium security shutters for maximum security to blinds made to set every type of mood. If you want to hear today's podcast, you can download it on cliffcentral.com or go to our Facebook page or follow me at Lerato TJ on Twitter and on Instagram to hear this interview with two great ladies. Now, today, we're actually going to debunk some of the things you already think about femininity, because today's design show is about spaces that are feminine. And actually, these two ladies, what I'm excited about is actually they're not feminine in the way that you think they are. It's not pretty pinks and unicorns. And so the idea is the definition and the redefinition of feminine spaces, I think we all agree, is that as women, we understand you get to choose what that is for you. And what I wanted to do with the show is not put women in a box, but understand that not only is there a, there isn't a box, maybe the box is invisible, maybe it's a bubble, maybe it's see-through, you know what I mean? You decide who you are for yourself. I am so excited. Sorry. Okay, first of all, they know each other, so our conversation is going to be crazy, so we're already asking you guys to just be patient with us. I'm so excited to welcome Erica van Schalkwyk and Mpo Veka. By the way, Mpo, really? You don't want to... I said to Mpo, what's your surname? Off air. She's like, let's play a game where you tell me. And Erica was like, no, I'm telling you now. This is what it is. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Oh, very great. Well.
It's so nice to have two wonderful women here with me in studio to talk design.
Thank you.
So I want to do a little bit of an intro. Erica is from Interior Decor and Design, and Mpo is from Urban Native. Those are your businesses. Yes. And can we talk about how you guys know each other, first of all? Besides the fact that you're interior, interiors people, so you're in the industry. Do you remember how you first met each other?
I think
I bought a desk.
Yeah, you bought a desk for me, which was great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I thought she was Cape Town based, so I emailed her every day without phoning. And
yes.
All of a sudden, I just realized, but she actually lives close by.
Yeah.
We should meet up.
Yeah. And yeah, I think you were doing an apartment in Mabening. And then we met at a design show afterwards, I think.
Yes.
And then it was like, oh my gosh, we know each other through emails and Instagram. I know you.
Yes.
And yeah, we've known each other since. Mm. I mean, she's amazing. Amazing, amazing.
It's exciting to me to have two women who know each other in the design space and love each other.
Yeah.
Because I was saying off air that your industry is like the media industry. EGOs.
No, it's not. It is not.
She says facetiously.
It is the nicest
industry.
It is
so nice.
Is it?
So
if
nice.
You want a hug, become an interior designer.
Really?
Yes.
No, it was just nice seeing the camaraderie between you guys. I want to say Happy Women's Month, first of all.
You too.
Thank you.
And I think before we get into today's show, which is basically us as women kind of saying, what is what are feminine spaces? What is femininity in the time that we live in now, and for you specifically?
Yep.
But I thought that first let's acknowledge this month. I mean, in 1956,
yes,
loads of women fought for the three of us and many other women to be in the spaces we now occupy.
Mm.
And then maybe, Erica, I'll start with you. What does Women's Month mean to you?
I think in this country, with a context, it means having your own choices.
Yes.
So I think for I think we kind of always think that women should have it all, and actually our mothers just fought for the fact that we can have a choice.
Exactly.
And yeah. that you can be a career woman, you can be a stay-at-home mom, you can have the right to, you know, vote, and you can be yeah. in spaces together, and you can support each other, and you can grow businesses, yeah. and you can be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be at all. You can choose.
Mm. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. For me, it's mostly about sisterhood, especially like you were saying, in these industries that we're in, having people that you can always come back to.
Indeed.
And it's that connection. I thrive on being able to work with other women and connect with other women. So it's, for me, this whole month is just about like finding my other sisters and introducing myself to them and sharing that whole sisterhood vibe. I think it's like so important. So,
yeah, right.
So, yeah.
And I think for me, the reason why it's important is there's this warped perception that women don't like other women.
How?
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to collaborate. No, we fight with each other.
We don't operate like that.
No, and I think that we are changing that narrative.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Yeah, me too. We're finally saying, actually, it's ridiculous. Why should we fight? Why should there be an issue? Like, you know, and I think that's why I wanted to start off the month in a big way, you know, to say, here are two amazing women. And it was coincidental. We are Rachel, the producer of the show. We didn't even know that you guys know each other.
Yeah, but it's a small industry. You know?
Yeah. Small industry. Yeah. And like, as we said, with women supporting women and women being friendly, and it's like in this industry, you get nowhere when you're an arsehole.
No. Yes, exactly.
You don't get anywhere.
And I think it's important also to call out the assholes. It's important to say, no.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
You know what I mean? Like, let's support each other. And I think, so we've had different shows about merging the styles of, you know, couples or man and a woman come together. What does it look like? We've done shows on how to do nurseries and evolving kid spaces, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But we actually have not talked about feminine spaces
and
what that means. But before we get to that, I want to ask you, Mpo, because Mpo and I follow each other on Instagram.
Ish, the love is, I'm so happy to be here. You have no idea.
It's so exciting for me.
There's so much love in this room
right now. Oh my God, it's romantic. So, the urban native, you have European Bauhaus influences.
Yes.
And you have very clear African influences. And I think that's a story of South Africa, Africa. I think Erica would agree.
True.
We have this, I mean, yesterday I was in Constantia, and Constantia has those beautiful Cape Dutch houses. That's as much part of our heritage as the Ndebele houses.
Thank you.
Right? And it's about how we come together and bring that together.
I love that.
Where were you when you thought of the urban native? Like how, and I think a lot of it defines you. I think the name defines what you stand for.
Yeah. I think I don't really remember where I was, but I know why I because, you know, my husband is from Belgium. Okay. So he's from Europe.
Okay.
And we have this amazing kid. The most amazing kid on earth. The amazing kid. And I don't have family heirlooms to give to this kid.
Yes.
But I have African cultural stories.
Mm.
And through that, I wanted to, like, design things that he can live with.
Mm.
Not just things like Blompoto, it's there, you know. I wanted him to interact with the things that I design, and it also becomes part of his culture, and it's also a conversation between these two cultures that he shares.
Mm.
And that also translates to whomever is going to experience our furniture, because it is like a conversation. And one of the things that we do with our furniture is like, how do you see this piece in your space? What materials would you like?
Exactly.
And then people start to add a piece of them onto our pieces, and it becomes this big conversation about culture and design. And it's, I really am excited about what's happening in the company at the moment, because it is just that conversation, and it's functional pieces.
Mm.
So it's a table, but it's a conversation piece, and what influenced it, and there's European materials and there's African inspiration. So I'm really, really excited about that.
I think when you go to the Urban Native on, so I follow both your business account and your personal account.
Yes.
And to understand what Mpo is referring to, you're going to have to go to, I think Instagram is probably the best place. And are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, actually.
And go to the Urban Native and actually see exactly. You'll see the contrast. Like, for me, I saw a lot of the Ndebele sort of, you know. But you didn't start there.
I did not.
You, me. And you know why I always start with this?
Yeah.
Is a lot of people think it's hard to, not that it's not easy, but a lot of people think I am a this and I'm meant to be a this for the
and
rest
that's
of my
the
life.
End of the story.
And then what happens is that you practice whatever the this is.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you realize,
I am not.
Like, actually, I don't want to do that. So you were one of those people. You know.
Yeah.
Can you take us a little bit through that journey?
Yeah. From very early on. So I grew up first in Rustenburg, and then we moved to Soweto.
Okay.
And my mom was a seamstress. And I grew up watching Sally Spectre. And I was like, And I was like, I'm going to be a fashion designer.
With
fabulous
shoulder pads.
And the hair.
And the big hair. Yes.
So I was going to be Sally Spectre. I was going to like rule. And then when matric came, we didn't have money for me to go to varsity. So I had good grades in maths and science. And I got a mining bursary. So I went to study extraction metallurgy. And I practiced as an extraction metallurgist. And I loved the chemistry behind it. It's still one of the things that I missed the most. I loved that. But I always knew that that was like a precursor to what I was really supposed to do.
So what does
an extraction metallurgist do?
I ask on behalf of everyone. Believe me.
So basically, an extraction metallurgist would say to you, okay, so you have the ore, which is the soil from the ground. You have the ore. They will determine how to get your precious metals out of it, your platinum. They will tell you how much platinum group metals is in there, or copper or nickel or that. And then they will look after the processes that are going to get those minerals out for you, improve efficiencies for you. And at the end of it, you have a platinum ring.
Yes.
So we are, I guess, the, what is it, the guardians of the process, you know, from the ore to the final product.
Okay.
So we in charge of that. Oh, me, we, gosh, and I'm not that anymore.
No, but you speak on behalf of the
professions. Yes, I do. So after I worked as an extraction metallurgist and as a process engineer for a while. And there came a point, I think it was when the platinum price went down. And then I was like, okay, this is it. This is my art. I'm going to collect my coins. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to study interior design. And whilst I was studying interior design, I knew that I wanted to do furniture and product design.
Yeah.
And that was basically really it. I worked as an interior designer for a couple of years, and then I started my interior design company, Design Bear, and then I started the Urban Native. So it's been a journey, you know. It's and you're right, it's been a journey.
No, I mean, I think it's very difficult to say, and I think it's, I'm realizing it's very normal for people to meander.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's a natural progression. It inspires a lot of people to know that they too can start over and go, let me make a change. I find it interesting that your company, Erica, is about form. And obviously, as designers, you guys are taught about form. But also, as women, you know, they talk about the female form. So, what, you know, obviously, the shame of us, powerful women. What inspired you to come up with that name? Why not? Because both of you haven't named your companies after yourselves. You've almost decided on a sort of a theme and a way that you want people to perceive what you do. Why form?
Because my surname's Skalkvæk.
Skalkvæk interior.
No, that was not going to work. So form is basically the balance between all your design elements, like texture, pattern. You don't just get form. You have to work with everything together, and you have to create meaning out of all of it. And that is basically what it is. So mm. it's this coherent whole of the perfect, comfortable, safe, happy space that takes on form.
Mm.
So Form Interior for me was a very good name in terms of what I offer, which is residential design, because I love residential design. I am a home bunny. I think it is the most important space in your life.
Yes.
Nice.
And yeah. And
I agree.
And for me, it was just the perfect thing to encapsulate a home is by perfect form.
Yeah. And you can go to at Form Interior Design to look at some of the, on Instagram, to look at some of the amazing work that Erica does. When did you discover that you didn't want to do these big, big, big hotels or these big, big industrial spaces? When did you figure out that I want to turn houses into homes? Mm.
So I used to be a graphic designer also. So you're sitting with two people who both made change and restudied. I did a few home projects for free before I was able to start and actually put my name out there. And I just loved homes, and also I read a book called Bill Bryson at Home, which is all about the history of the house and why we use salt and pepper and what is the history of the door.
So, if we had a camera, Mpo is like, yes.
She's like talking to me.
So what's this book about? It's about?
So it's about the history of the home and why we live like we do.
Why we live the way we do.
Yes. Okay. Like little things, like in Victorian age, they used to have actual midgets as guards to doors, because the bigger your door, the richer you looked. So if there was a midget by the door looked bigger than a normal person.
I love that.
I know. So it's just all kinds of... We as humans have evolved from the craziest history.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And the craziest history. And again, it was just for me, that book also again captured how important a home is to us.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's the one true space where you actually create meaning for yourself, and you reflect and you feel safe, and it is where you become a person.
So beautiful.
And I remember your first bedroom or your first like item of like something that you treasured. It's where we become human and ourselves. And for me, that was just to be able to create that space for people, for me was just the biggest honor.
So what precipitated your career change? Because Mpo said it was like, you know, the mining industry didn't look like what she was like. Get out and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I grew up with a very creative mom who was able to create absolute beauty and comfort with very little. We didn't grow up wealthy, but she just made everything so happy and comfortable, and she was just so creative. And I think that that has just always been in me. So it's just what I grew up with. It was my history.
And isn't it irritating that people these days associate luxury with money? That people seem to think that luxury is money.
Absolutely.
And actually, luxury is how you want to feel.
Yes.
It's taking something that, you see people say, oh, you wear expensive clothes. And you're like, no. Like today, my jersey, this is a plug, it's from Pick and Pay. I'm wearing exactly. People don't realize where it's from. And I think my mother did the same thing. She found cones, you know those cones? And she would spray paint them gold and put them around the house without even seeing decor shows.
Yes.
So I think that I know exactly what you mean by your mom created a luxurious environment without actually needing loads and loads of money.
Yes, exactly. So, and I think when that's in your blood and that's something that you witness from a young age, I think it's much easier for you to go into life with that kind of ethos and philosophy of life.
Yeah.
So it's And then I was in the advertising industry and I just decided that this is the worst decision I've ever made.
I do not blame you. That's all I'm going to say. I do not blame you.
when you walk into it and you walk into your first job and that fear of like, what did I do?
Yeah. It's like I didn't sleep with my husband and then realized, no, exactly. Where's the rest of it? Yeah. But now we're married. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh, I love that.
Yes, and then I had to continue working. So I did interior design part time. I studied part time. Mm-hmm.
While you worked.
Yes.
Sure.
And then I also did projects part time while I worked. So
it
was a bit of a juggle. I'll be out of the office for an hour for a
dentist appointment.
Meanwhile, I'm installing a house.
So that was called the hustle.
Yeah, you're gonna
do
it.
That was tricky and unethical, and I'm very sorry, past employers. But it was the best decision ever, and I look back at it now, and also the amount of like blood, sweat, and tears that go into our businesses.
Yeah.
People can relate.
It is intense, right?
And like now we can look back at it and go,
oh, thank
I can't
God!
Believe I went through this.
Yeah, but don't you find that you're still going through? Because we were like talking about switching off. I don't know how to do that yet.
Oh, I need to learn how to do
that. I don't know
what
that even means, to switch off. Because
you're constantly thinking about it. And also, like, with our businesses, we also constantly, it's everything is new. So nothing is the same. So you can't just regenerate.
Chill. You can't chill. No. You can't chill and regenerate looks or regenerate.
Yes.
No. Yeah. And also, I think the other thing is
reinvent the wheel every time.
Exactly. Mm. And it's like being a writer. Like when you are in... when you're reading something, I can't help but edit it. And I'm sure when you get into a room, do you know what I mean?
I do that all the time when I get into a room.
It's
I'm
horrible.
Like, how?
How?
Why is this here?
Why is such an itty bitty little
like, who's going to use this?
Exactly.
No, true.
No, I don't think, I think it's very difficult for us as people. But also, these days, work is on your phone. Work is, you know, it's constantly
it's
saying
everywhere.
hello.
It's everywhere.
You know?
But I have to say, like, on a positive note on that, is that you become very unmaterialistic and very unsentimental almost.
Yeah.
So, like, things...
They just happened
like
that.
Yeah, things are not life and death anymore.
Yeah.
And this does not, like, bode that kind of importance.
Yes.
And then you kind of bring that onto your clients when they show you something really ugly that they shouldn't be having in their home.
I know.
Like, and then you kind of teach them that you shouldn't have that kind of emotional attachment to a materialistic thing.
Because
you become very
Definitely.
Yes.
And I think, like, it's the whole thing about this material world is ridiculous. By the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Fine Interior Decor and Designs, Erica Van Skull. What? Erica Skalvig in the Urban Natures in Paul Pig.
I was like, no, it's not John Skalvig.
I want to ask Mpo, what is femininity to you?
I think a clean space.
Yeah.
But because it's I find femininity individual to each woman, so what you hold dear.
Okay.
So for me, when I think about my bedroom, it looks masculine, but the types of materials that I've curated and the patterns, and so to me, there's a feminine space because it's so clean and it's so serene and it's the one place that I can think.
Yeah.
So I find femininity to me, it wouldn't be the same as Erica's femininity, you know? It's like such an individual thing it's like my bed is like this big 4-poster bed.
Nice.
And there's timber everywhere and there's black and gray and the 9 Vites rugs. And that's feminine to me. And it's all these angular lines and, you know, so I don't have anything that's fussy in there or that's, it's just... me, if, yeah. if you know, so I yeah, no, it's very individual.
And I think that's what we have to remember. I think that's the whole point of today's show, that it is whatever you want. Yes. Femininity in the feminine space is whatever you want it to be. And I think I'm going to phrase it differently for you, Erica, in terms of how you add feminine in quotation marks materials or furniture or design, how do you add that onto your house without painting your bedroom pink? Also, please don't misunderstand me, because I'm not trying pink to say cool. pink is a bad color, but I do think
I mean, like, dirty pink is cool.
Yes, dirty pink is very
exactly.
I think that, but I want to add to what Mpo says, and that's because of your femininity is about who you are, and it's about yourself and your own space and the differences between those spaces. And I think femininity, oh, thank you. Sorry, guys. This is
She's
my
first. She's thanking me for being a great host.
This is my first time.
You are so inappropriate.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Can I tell you what happened? I went to fix Erica's mic. And she's just said it's her first time.
Yeah.
We are going to need to have this conversation. You guys are my kind of girls. It's Women's Month. We can misbehave if we want. Let us be. I hope I was gentle on you, Erica.
You were splendid.
Oh my gosh. I've been told that.
I love it.
Now back to a regular program schedule.
So hot.
So let me bring us back by reminding you that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabal, is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. What does 60 years of being the leading manufacturer of blinds and shutters in South Africa mean? It means your home or your office can be a space of inspiration with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. So now that we've had
that note. Wow.
So we're still talking
you
about...
You went from sex to blinds. How did you do that?
Because you need to close the
blinds.
Blinds
are important, yes.
You need to close the blinds.
You don't want anyone seeing your business.
No, you don't. No. And you need the right kind of blinds to make sure that nobody
Thank
sees.
You. Thank you.
And sometimes some blinds, you know, they keep in the moist, the heat when it needs to be. Sorry, I need to say moisture. Sorry, I meant heat. Yo.
Guys. Oh my God.
This conversation. This is why they marched in 1956.
Yeah.
So we could talk about blinds and sex.
Yeah.
And all
very
of that
important.
All time.
Very important.
So let's try this again.
Oh,
shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember to check out Mpo and Erica's work on the Urban Heat at the Urban Heat on Instagram and at Form Design.
I just love how Lerato switches from serious to
right, like, right. No, it's like
how,
it's work.
Professionalism. It's professionalism.
Never skip a beat.
Right.
So let's try this. Feminine spaces to you. I mean, do you think that there are such things as feminine colors?
Yes.
Feminine form.
Yes. Yeah. So, adding to what Mpo said about femininity being about you, about your space, and about what you see in it, it's how you create feminine spaces is how you create meaning for that person. Mm-hmm. So if that space is meaningful and it says something special about who they are, then it is automatically a feminine space.
Yep.
Because that is what women are. We also, like, we have our own individuality.
Yeah.
We have our own way to express ourselves. I think it's so important to know that it's every space is feminine.
Mm. I agree.
Every space,
it's like feminine energy, right?
Yeah.
And every space that says I am this and this makes me happy is feminine,
and it tells a bit about you.
Yes.
It's like it's. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. I think that's important, right? That you remember, and this is what today's show is about. It's not defining what we think is feminine and you having to retrofit who you are to that. It's actually about you getting to the heart of what makes you a unique type of woman. Remember, Chaka Khan said, I am every woman.
Yeah.
What kind of woman? And sometimes you're three women. Like,
hello.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you're like the bad one, the sexy one. Sometimes you're the mother. Sometimes you're the... We have to play
these
roles.
That's another thing. That's another thing, because we constantly have to jump from all of these roles.
Exactly.
What is feminine is like totally... Like, I grew up a tomboy, and that's why I like dark colors, and I only got into pink this year.
Yeah.
And it's dirty pink.
It's dirty pink.
Yeah. So no, it's very individual. You're right.
Yeah, it is incredibly individual. Mm. But I wanted to ask you, what have been your career highlights so far? Ooh. And I mean, what can I tell you what made me first started following you?
Yes, tell me.
So I she's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, let's
I'm
talk.
Like fixing my seats. Tell me how.
By the way, you can download this podcast on cliffcentral.com. Send it to your friends.
I love radio.
I went into a Nando's space.
Oh, and I
realized how beautiful it was. And it wasn't like a normal... restaurant, you know, the normal restaurant with the please eat your meal so you can get the hell out.
Same type
seats.
Of chair.
Yes, exactly. It looked considered, and it looked African.
Yeah.
It looked considered, so somebody had thought about it, and it fitted.
Yeah.
So I took a picture and I asked some friends of mine. I was like, "Who's this?" Mm. And I heard it was Urban Native.
Oh,
wow. And I then stalked and found you, found the business, then found you, went into your page and then looked. And I couldn't believe that a black woman was behind that. My heart literally swelled with pride and love. And do you have that feeling when you see people walk in and you're like, that's my work?
Once in a while I do. I seeing how people interact with the work, it's always like really humbling because... You know, it's a small business. So everything that has been manufactured and is out there, I have sketched, you know. So I have touched each part of a piece that is out there of the Urban Native. So for me, it's like, it is a very humbling experience for people to come to me and be like, oh my gosh, I love what you're doing. Mm. Because it also shows that I'm on the right path and the story that I'm trying to tell is a story that needs to be told,
right.
You know? So thank you for that. You know, working with Nando's and companies that work with Nando's, like Ritaku is an amazing company that we're working with. Mm. And they took a chance on us.
How did that happen?
I went to school with one of the designers there and she was like, listen, we're doing Nando's's. I'm going to send your stuff through and it's right in line with what they're doing and what they're looking for. And let's see what happens.
Mm.
And a couple of months later, we had an order for our first table.
Oh my goodness.
And it was a really, really big deal, you know. And I love the fact that anyone can go and sit at this table.
Exactly.
And do you know,
that.
You know, it's like so amazing because that is like, I was saying to like Yuri, my colleague, when you design, you give birth to something and it's out there and it's gone. And I'm sure it's the
like
same for writing. Yeah,
it's like a book. And you release it, it is no longer yours. It belongs to the people.
No, and people can poke at it and find mistakes.
Yes.
And it is one of the most vulnerable things about you, right?
Yes.
Because it is out there.
Yeah.
So people can say, oh, no, the Urban Native tables are not good. Mm. Or so it's and it, and that's
or they're uncomfortable.
Or they're uncomfortable. So it is. I find product
back
designing.
Back to the sex part where tables can be uncomfortable.
yes. Cold
I didn't know it was
pokey.
A prerequisite.
Exactly.
What is wrong with you?
It's Women's Month.
I love it.
She's got a one trick mind.
I know. We're gonna need to catch up.
Yes.
I think for Isaiah, one of the highlights has been like working with companies who take a chance on new companies. I mean, what you did with the table, you didn't see the table, you saw it online, you could have said, but it is that companies taking a chance on other companies. For me, it's like always a big highlight. And I think also overseas companies starting to take notice of us, because I'm trying to take the story global.
Yeah.
You know, to say, you know, where I come from, we have all these amazing cultures and they can talk to each other.
Exactly.
And we have a chair that's inspired by so many things and you can sit in it.
Yes.
That is what I want. I want to be able to transport and take this richness that's here and take it over there and share it with them. Because we're not just about poverty, Africa.
No.
We are so much more.
And also, if you think about it, Mpo, what Philippe Starck did with that Perspex chair was use minimalism of his culture to tell people about his country, right?
Exactly.
So when I look at your designs, I really feel like somebody who's from where I'm from is telling the story. And I think it's so important. Mm. That's what will appeal overseas. Trevor Noah is not on The Daily Show because he sounds like an American.
Thank you.
He's there because he is a South African and he represents us.
Yeah.
We don't have to change ourselves to become to become something else. And actually, Erica, when I was looking at some of your designs, I also noticed that a lot of the, not only their colors are sort of African colors, you know, colors that remind you of nature, of the element, of things that are African, but also the materials. I saw a lot of wood in your stuff. I saw a lot of, so it's quite interesting that between the two of you, it expresses itself differently, but the idea of being an African and being in this wonderful space, because we are in a great continent. We are.
Yes.
We've got the great weather, beaches, it's fabulous. How important is bringing nature into your house?
So, I think that I'm extremely proudly South African, and I think that South African design and our South African designers pointing to Mpo, they do not stand back to international designers. And they do
not anymore.
I love bringing that into the homes of my clients. And like she said, like telling a story, telling this African story. I think that we in our homes should all be telling that story.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
At Design Joburg, someone mentioned, someone in their show, in their speeches mentioned, we don't stand back to Milan. And I was sitting there thinking, but we shouldn't be able to compare to Milan.
No.
We should be completely on our own trajectory, completely on our own mission.
Yep.
And like, we should stand strong as an African design industry.
Yeah.
And
thank
not
you.
Be compared to anything you find
in
because they would
be so much better already.
Yeah,
that is true.
And
that
the origins of life and the origins of mankind, as we know, we start here. So it's a little bit ridiculous for us to
take a back seat and be like
and look at, you know, to others for that.
No,
I mean, I think it's completely weird. So now, when you are in a home, Erica, and you are now have a husband and a wife, and you are now merging those two styles because you do homes, and you know. Couples, we can love each other. And then sometimes it's like, we're going to disagree to you. We're going to agree to disagree, babe.
Love, you mean it.
No.
What advice do you give? I mean, where do you start?
I firstly enter the conversation with, I've got a zero divorce rate. So
I love that.
I'm very proud of myself. I've got a zero divorce rate.
I love that.
How I get that is I make the husband think that it was his idea.
Okay, fantastic.
Very important.
So already we're winning.
Very important.
It is always the woman's preference.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but she's the homemaker.
Exactly.
She's the caregiver. And it's her space. We are, as women, like, it is a thing that women are, like, we are the goddesses of our homes and the interiors.
Mm.
And men are stronger in the cities and hunting.
Out there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Out there. And away.
Out there. What is wrong with you? I can't even.
Your husband's better not be listening to this show. Anyway, it's Women's Month. We can say whatever we want.
Yes.
It's a public holiday today. I don't think I'm confident he's not listening.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's also, it's very interesting and to see that dynamic.
Right?
Yes.
So what do you suggest to people who have polar. So somebody who's incredibly yeah. feminine, who's married to somebody, but you don't have to be married, actually. You can live together.
Yeah.
Who's with somebody who's incredibly, incredibly masculine. Like, where's the meeting ground?
So
there?
The meeting ground is where what is important to you. Uh-huh. So normally at the beginning of a project, you become very aware of people's cost sensitivities, people's values, people's...
How they live.
How they live.
How they use the spaces.
Their practicalities. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then you become very... Then it becomes easier to say, okay, listen, you can win this. You can win this battle, but I think we should do this. Yeah. And but also when you creating a design that is good for the couple as a whole, you don't find that a lot.
Yeah.
You don't find a lot of arguments because it might be over something like an art piece or, you know, something specific. But if you're creating a design that actually lives up to the ideals and values of both people and creates meaning for both people, Belgium or African, then that is
a
good design.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a good design because you design for those people. You don't design to serve your own ego.
Because that's the thing, you're not going to have to live there.
No.
They're going to have to live there. Yeah. You have to leave at the end of this.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? It is not your platform to be precious.
Exactly.
No.
To make your mark as an artist.
Yeah.
This is mine.
This is mine. Everything the light touches.
Yeah.
But then you don't have those kind of things because you didn't put yourself in there.
Exactly.
Yeah. If it's considered for whoever's going to inhabit or use the space, then I feel that then it's done its purpose and people will see that and then there's no fighting.
Yeah.
You know, they will receive it.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I'm still talking to the urban natives, Mpho Vekia, as well as Form Interiors, Erica Skalvik. You can follow both their Instagram account at The Urban Native and at Form Interior Design, right? Mm-hmm. We could also download the podcast on clipcentral.com or go to our Facebook page, Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalad, to download this, share it with your friends. Listen, guys, you can listen to us no matter where you are, from New York City to Nigeria. We are absolutely everywhere. Yeah. This is internet radio. We swear we have fun. We have a gorgeous time. Just remember to close your blinds when you're doing the things.
Especially when you pull your sexy voice.
Oh, my God.
Somebody should kill me. This is a question for both of you. Cute timings. Baby, are you listening?
Oh, I love that.
This is a question for both of you. Do you think a designer is made or born? And I'll start with you, Mpho. Do you think that you can... So let me tell you where this comes from. So I work with a lot of people who work in strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my colleagues always says that you can't make somebody a strategist. They're born.
Mm.
So a lot of strategists, they were lawyers, they were something else, and then they meandered into this. So do you think, and then it's not a straight answer, but both you guys, there was something innate in you that reminded you years later, like,
hello,
hi, creativity, you remember me?
Yeah.
Do you think... You're born or you can make it?
I think it's born within you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that we all grow up creatively, and then some of us, like my husband is a mechanical engineer and he's very creative at engineering, you know, but I do think what we do, it's that innate... You see it, like,
instinct.
Yeah, you know, when you're doing like a house or a room, there's no rules. There's no, it's not an equation. It's not like a chemical equation where you can say, if I take this and I add this, this is what I'm going to get.
Right.
You have to feel the design. And that's how I design. Like, I feel what I'm designing and I feel if it looks right. And I'll say, it doesn't feel right. You know, so I feel that we are born with it, and then you have to nurture it. and protect it and learn more about it. And then, you know, then it becomes something. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. Erica, do you also think so?
Yes, and I think that, sorry, excuse me. In this situation, you're sitting with two people from very vastly cultural differences and backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And still there is that love, that passion, that way of thinking, that, as I said earlier, philosophy. Mm-hmm. And you get that from two people who come from completely different places, completely cultural differences. But we still have kind of this, it brought us together to this place. And I don't think that that is made. I think that is born.
Yeah.
I think
that we were there is something almost, there.
It's alchemy. It's alchemy. You know, for me, I see writing is the same. So when I was in high school, I ended up losing the book. I've said this story so many times. But I had a book that I, in my mind, was thinking I want to document what it was like to be in high school. So I used to ask people questions and it'd go around the school and people would answer, leave their name and how old they are.
I love that.
I didn't realize I was interviewing people, you see. I didn't realize I was already interviewing people. I just thought I'm making memories. But I was asking teenage about all these other things. But at the same time, what school does is that, I always say, you can't bend the rules if you don't know them.
No.
So you have to learn the technicalities, and then you have to say, who is Erica, who is Mpo, who is Lerato within the context of this education. What do I want to bring out? And that kind of stuff you don't learn. That is instinct.
It's in you.
You know what I mean?
It's I was just sitting here thinking, I was smoking behind this pavilion in school and you were interviewing people.
Right. Like, what were you doing?
Yes. So that is born. It is absolutely born.
I wasn't doing that.
No. Nope, I wasn't doing that either. No, you're on your own. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I was in the library, actually.
Listeners, if you can see their faces right now. They're hanging me out to dry.
Don't worry, I'm sure when I did other things. Their mamas wouldn't
want. Other colourful things,
Exactly.
I'm sure Mpo was in the library.
Oh, yeah, no, I was. Totally, totally.
Totally in the the library.
Who were you in the library with?
Who?
Erica.
What? I'm not even good at this. Is just gonna go down. I was about to answer you. I'm not even gonna do that. Nope.
I told you we were gonna
it's
have fun.
It's a trap.
She was about to say my eighth grade teacher.
I was about to say that.
And
no, a mister. I was about.
What?
I know, but I wasn't.
Okay.
All right.
Get
Gosh,
back to
questions.
I'm so hot.
Yes, you are, girl. Just reminding you also that you, guys,
it's you have just
in skin on her. It's Erica. She's like,
she is. She is.
Up, right?
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I just had.
I'm like so hot.
I think you struck a sip of water.
That's not the kind of hot. It's
internal. It's emanating from within.
Yeah.
So I try with every show, and you guys won't believe this is how quickly an hour goes. This is how quick. I mean, now we're gonna have to wrap this up, and you're thinking, "Oh, we're still chatting." So I try with every show to give people tips, so that they can be able to take some of the advice and the know-how, because not everybody's going to be able to be like Erica and say, "Hey, Paul, please, can I get one of your tables?" By the way, why did you decide on her?
Yeah.
Because it's amazing.
Exactly.
It's incredible. It is. I have absolute admiration for her design.
Oh,
I could not
hun.
Believe what I saw.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Very sweet.
It was just perfect for this space.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And it's for your house or somebody else's house?
So it was a client who was living in Zimbabwe and moved back to. She lived in London for 10-15 years and moved back to South Africa, and so it was quite a big move emotionally. So I wanted to bring
Mpo's
story into her home.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me very happy. Thank you.
As a reminder of who she is and where she comes from.
That's really sweet.
That is very nice.
So just so you know, I've put this out into the universe. Besides, so one of my friends has one of the Nine Fights rugs. Okay, so it's part of my...
I love Nkuli. I have her rug over my bed. prepared.
Like she's amazing. So I have told myself that I will have a home office with your stuff in it.
Yes. I love that.
I decided quite early on. Like
Cannot wait.
And the thing is, I also am an advocate of no matter what happens, because I think I'm trying to tell you, prep you now, that you're probably going to have to be my friend.
Okay. Yeah. So, Is that how it's going to work?
No, me, I tell people.
Okay, no. Okay, lay it on me. Go ahead.
You just don't know.
Yes, lay it on me.
I'm now prepping you, you see. Yeah. I'm sensitizing you.
I'm so ready.
Yeah,
I'm
so ready. I'm going to take my Instagram picture in my home office whenever it'll be and say, designed by my friend.
I love
BFF?
That.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
So fabulous.
And here's my patio design.
Ventura.
Yes.
My friend Erica.
Yeah, exactly.
So what tips would you guys have? So I'm gonna go back to something you said, Mpo.
Mm-hmm.
You said that even though the colors are quite dark in your bedroom, you've brought in things like materials and textures to make spaces feminine.
Yeah.
So if you're not, and because I also grew up a tomboy, so if you're not an out and out girl's girl, so you don't, you know, you're not like into yellows, pinks, and all that. How, and I'm going to start with you, Erica. How do you bring in femininity in your space? I think if you have three tips, obviously you'll have time to let this percolate.
Yes.
Just three tips for people about what you can bring, whether it's in form, so maybe a vase, I don't know, whether it's in velvet, but what are the things you can bring into the house that conjure up softness? Because I think in the end, femininity is associated with nurturing softness and beauty.
Yes. So my design style is actually about using texture rather than color as much. So bringing in soft felts or beautiful wooden textures or beautiful leather, like just even marbles, creating shapes through marbles. Creating shape and pattern through wool or any kind of like weave.
Yeah.
That is for me is my biggest tip. Is focus on your textures first before you focus on your colors.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because textures create warmth. They create a visual weight. They create balance. And you know, it's not even three things. It's just this one. Just remember your textures.
Yeah.
Like, try. Bring it all into one room. Try let them play with each other. Let them start conversations. Yeah.
Exactly.
That is my biggest design tip.
Exactly. Oh, that's amazing.
I love that.
Bo?
I absolutely agree. I find I like to strip down things to their bare forms. And for me, that's when you can see something for what it is.
Yes.
You know, when you can see timber and see the grain on the timber. You know, for me that is like, because it's what you were saying, we are so vulnerable in our own homes. That's the one space you can truly be yourself. You know, and as a woman, it is femininity is about vulnerability as well, indeed, in your own way. So I find when you work with materials at their core and you strip them down to what they are,
And then they don't succumb to fads or fashion.
No, because it is what it is.
It is
a timber table.
It's real.
It will be a timber table until the end of time.
That's so true. So I went into a house in Constantia recently. That is, it's a very wealthy, famous person's house, and it's a tree house. And what I liked about what he did is that you can actually see, it's a bachelor pad, I'll show you guys off air. You can actually see the materials that were made that have that have constructed the house. So you can see the rust, you can see the wood paneling. And I said to him, what I love about where design is going now, there's no need to hide. So the 90s, there was a lot of hiding. Let's see how this table is made. But I think craftsmanship these days, and a lot of designers are understanding, people want to see the form, how it was made, because that's where art is. Art is in the bare bones, in the details. Just to remind you of some tips that both Mpo and Erica give you in terms of creating a feminine a space. Erica says that textures like wood, leather, marble, and felt create warmth in the house. So don't worry. Don't go there and get a pink rug. You don't have to do that. You can get something.
Like, why? Why must I not get a pink rug?
Yeah. So we love pink, though.
Unless
right?
it's dirty pink.
Yeah, unless it's dirty pink. Unless it's dirty pink. Exactly. Yeah. But remember, when you want to create warmth, wool,
yeah,
the beautiful marble, softness, which yes, yeah, gorgeous. And one of the things Impo says for you guys to also be mindful of is the material. Mm. Be okay with stripping it down. It's almost vulnerability, but in the sense of design and decor. Let the sofa be what it is. Back in the days when there was a doily
ish
and 500
my mom
cushions.
Used to have that. Mama Mari.
Yeah.
Why?
I think she probably is listening. Sorry, Mom.
You know, I hope you're listening, Mari. I know.
But that's true, because if you do your decor in its purest form, where it becomes real.
Yep.
So beautiful.
Then your home becomes real.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
And your home is the only place that you can be real.
Yeah. Exactly.
Girl. What? Yeah. Yes. Finishing each other's sentences. You can go to hashtag Taylor Tips or hashtag Taylor Style to get some of these tips from our experts today. One more time for you. Remember that Living It Up with me, Lerato Shabalala. You can follow me, by the way, on Instagram and on Twitter at Lerato TJ, or go to our Facebook page. This show is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Take control of your light, temperature, and security. Turn your window doorways into your room's best accessory with Taylor Blinds and Shutters. You'll be spoiled for choice between Taylor's aesthetic blinds and functional shutters, which bring a world of color, texture, we were talking about texture, patterns, and taste to your space. And just like that, ladies, we're done. Can you believe it?
Man.
I can't believe it. I wish we had
we're
more
so
time.
Good.
You're gonna have to come back.
We are. Yeah, it was so good.
So you all know.
See you guys next week.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Now I make promises.
Yeah. You're right. To talk on a different topic, right? Behind the blind.
Behind the blind. Yeah.
Creating sexy feminine lighting
behind the blind.
Yes, because that lighting, it needs to hit the silhouette just right.
Right.
Yes.
I agree.
We're dragging this conversation back down to the gotcha. I want to thank both of you for making the time to come chat with us.
Absolutely.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for holding us up as women.
Yeah.
Okay. And for showing that there's enough seats at the table for all of us to enjoy the spotlight.
Yep.
That's
just so because at one point it's being shone on you, that it won't be shone on
so Paul. Important.
And I want to ask every little girl who's listening to know that you can change your mind about who you think you are.
Yep.
Every young girl who's listening to us, change your mind to find who you are, decide who you like. If your children are going to be dogs like Erica, then your children are dogs, right?
Yes.
And if your husband is not from South Africa, then your husband
that.
Is just
choose
yourself. Yep. Choose yourself. Yes. I'm Zulu, so I'll say to you, Bati, watintimfazi, watintimbogoto. So, Bomandla, everybody, have a great Women's Month. And we'll catch y'all next week without Erica and Impo.
She's lying.
Bye, everybody.
Without Erica.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.